I'm going to talk today about comparative advertising, which is comparing your product or service to that of a competitor and the legal landscape around comparative advertising. Really, there is no more basic or fundamental sales pitch or sales technique, in my view, than presenting your product or service and kind of on a feature-by-feature basis comparing it to that of a competitor. It's an extremely effective form of advertising. In fact, studies have shown that it is far and away more effective than most forms of advertising. Consumers retain more information from comparative ads. They find them more useful. They are more engaged with comparative advertising. And they find them, as I say, more useful in making their purchasing decisions. And really, precisely because of the efficacy of comparative advertising and also just the inherently adversarial nature of comparative advertising, it's also one of the most contentious forms of advertising, and it's very highly litigated. What I'm going to try to do today, my goal is to provide corporate counsel with some insight into this world, into the world of comparative advertising, the legal framework that applies to comparative advertising. And I'm going to walk through a few examples of comparative advertising. Hopefully you'll find them entertaining, that will provide some kind of flesh around the legal framework. And then I will go through kind of the standard strategies and techniques for challenging comparative ads.